At Boonsboro High School, in the small rural town of Boonsboro, Maryland, an experiment in education is underway. Although most classes have a mix of boys and girls at various academic levels, high-achieving students in 9th and 10th grades are placed in single-sex classes for their core subjects of English, math, science, and social studies.
What we really want to do is take that top group of kids and take them to the very highest level that they can achieve here so that they're prepared for college.
Rebecca Brown is a student achievement specialist at Boonsboro High. She chooses the kids who make up what the school calls the academy.
By keeping them together in the single gender classes, they eliminate some of the distractions, if you will, that occur in a typical high school.
Incoming students from middle school who have high grades and test scores, strong teacher recommendations, and involvement in extracurricular activities are invited to join. But the academy program is optional, and Boonsboro High's principal, Peggy Pugh, explains that their parents make the decision.
This is not something that we have to push. This is something that people are interested in. We invite them. We'll have people call and ask questions, and they have the right to say, no, I don't think that's for my child, or that's not an experience I want. And there are other people who say, okay, that sounds like an interesting opportunity for my student.
Since the academy began in 2004, 347 students have taken advantage of the opportunity. Michael Bayer runs the program. He's been at Boonsboro for 20 years and has taught single-sex classes of both genders. His ninth grade English class for boys revolves around five books, which he believes boys find interesting.
The novels that they're reading right now, for lack of a better phrase, they're very manly novels. You know, they're novels that deal with the arrogance of man and the pride of man, which is ultimately man's downfall.
Boys in the class work together in small study groups. Vincent and Logan are drawing pictures that relate to the book The Call of the Wild by Jack London, a classic story of a dog stolen from his home and sold as a sled dog in the Klondike Gold Rush in northwestern Canada.
Part of the story is the main character, Buck, he gets abducted, and they send him up to the Yukon in a train. So I'm drawing a part of the story where he's in the train.
How does it help you, do you think, with your work?
It gets you to visualize the setting of the story and gets you to think more about what's going on in the story and, like, the important events of the story.
Instead of just doing worksheets about it, this is a lot more fun.
Close by, two of their classmates are writing an essay together.
We're each writing a sentence, like, taking turns writing sentences for a paragraph to say the strengths and weaknesses of the stories.
With her academy experience behind her, senior Morgan Van Fleet says she preferred the single-sex approach. She says co-ed classes are distracting.
People just act differently when they're put together, and to me it almost seems like it's hindering your chances at developing yourself because you're more focused on, oh, I wish they'd shut up, oh, what do they think of me, instead of focusing on what's the homework or, you know, what's going on in this class, what's the lesson.
Her classmate, Sarah Hall, also liked the academy program, and she agrees that there's a difference in the learning styles of girls and boys.
Boys are more hierarchical and like to talk out and show what they know, but girls are more quiet and like to take things in before they actually voice their opinions.
Cody James, who went through the boys' classes, says he thinks there should be more diversity in the kids invited into the academy program.
Maybe instead of just putting everyone that's the top whatever percentile in there, you should probably focus more on who you're putting in, because then it just ends up, such as in government, with just one huge argument the whole class.
There is one activity that the academy boys and girls do together. At the end of the day, when classes are over, many of them stay after school and help tutor students who are having trouble in English, math, or other subjects. For VOA News, I'm Mary Sainer in Boonsboro, Maryland.